Fica para Semente, um programa que planta o gosto pela dança. Para todos os apaixonados por cultura, arte e música. Todas as terças, ao meio-dia e 35, com Carolina Damas.
Boa tarde a todos, sejam bem-vindos ao Fica para a Semente. Desde já, feliz Dia Mundial da Dança para todos. Hoje temos o prazer de conversar com Drew Klein, diretor artístico do Festival DDD Dias da Dança, que já está a decorrer desde dia 23 de abril e até dia 4 de maio no Porto, Matosinhos e Gaia. Este festival celebra a dança contemporânea através de espetáculos, workshops e debates. Vamos saber um bocadinho mais. Drew, hello, how are you? Thank you for accepting our invitation. This year, DDD presents a program that touches on themes such migration, labor and gender. Could you tell us about the vision or the guiding line behind this edition?
Yeah, of course. First, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you so much for taking the time. I'm always thrilled to talk about the program and the artists behind it. Mm-hmm. For us, you know, the themes always emerge from the artists every year, and they reflect the times in which the artists and the audiences are living. And so what we've found is there is a real use of subversive humor, of dark humor, throughout many of the shows. And these touch on themes of race, gender, equality, violence as well. But I think the use of humor is almost a way of dealing with the intensity of the times, that the fight continues, but maybe in a different way. And this has happened throughout the history of art. And I think that this is really an interesting moment now where in dance in particular, this sort of reaction to the times is happening. I think it's something else that is very present in the program is the theme of collectivity, of people wanting to work together. So there's a sort of dismantling of hierarchy. It's much more about partnership and collaboration and teamwork. These are two very critical thematics that are emerging in this program.
The festival includes not only performances, but also workshops, conversations with artists. How do these activities complement the audience experience? What's the festival's main goal? It is about bringing dance to everyone or offering new experience to artists and dancers?
Yeah, I think it's a good question. And, you know, it probably depends on who you ask at what point in time in the 9-year history of Dia da Dança. For us now, it's important to see it as a multifunctional platform. So we recognize that DDD is the premier platform for the sharing of new dance works in Portugal. Mm-hmm. So this means that an international audience of programmers come to Porto and Matosinhos and Gaia every year for DDD to see what is being made here in Portugal in the world of dance. We take that responsibility very seriously and try to build connections with the audiences that come from outside of Portugal, with the local scene, with the artists that are making work, with our partner venues that are very important to us. So that's one element of it. I think also for any community, any culture, I think it's important to have exchange, to have a sharing of ideas, to be exposed to ways of envisioning the world, of living within it, of creating together, of using imagination that are maybe culturally specific or that are different with regard to language or region. I think that a culture is better when it is this melting pot of ideas, of identities. And so the festival is meant to also be an opportunity for not just Porto in the north of Portugal, but the entire country to be in dialogue with the world. And this happens through workshops, through performances, through talks and different kinds of discourse, for us to connect with the city and the proper tripeiros here. We want to give them access to the artists through workshops so that they can develop a closeness. They can do a bit more research into the practices of the dance makers whose work they will see on stage later that evening. It's all, I think, not with a very specific intention other than trying to create a more hospitable and interesting world for all of us. And I mean, that's perhaps a bit idealistic and naive, but I think also the beautiful part about art is that it gives us the opportunity to shoot for something radical and use our wildest imagination to try and create something that hasn't been here before.
Yeah, of course. Of course. You have a long program. The festival opened with the premiere of Os Gigantes by Vitor Hugo Pontes, right? What other highlights would you like to share from this year's program?
The thing that I say always is that I think it's important within a festival context to do two different things. And a festival is interesting because it really breaks apart normal rhythms that we have in life. And so we're not just going to see one show in an evening, but we have a chance to see two or three or four if we have that kind of energy, and really suspend the kind of daily hamster wheel that we're existing in. And so in that suspension of time, I suggest people look at some of these main stage performances that we think are extraordinary and that we have seen around the world that we feel like would resonate with the audience that we serve here with DDD. I also suggest always for people to take a risk with us because in many ways, DDD is about risk-taking. Because we lean so heavily on co-productions, we believe in vision and values and ideas more than we believe in just the final product. And so we go on these journeys with these artists as they build these projects. And so we have a number of world premieres that we'll be experiencing for the first time with an audience. And I always encourage people to check out some of those. So in that spirit, I think if you go and see something that will surprise you and also go and see something that you you have a bit more expectation of what it will be, you can have a pretty good sense of what is good about a festival. This ability to be surprised, but also, I think, find real inspiration.
Great. All of the program is amazing and looks incredible with big names. So we are very exciting for the program. Drew, thank you so much for being here with us. Have a great festival and all the best with your work. And thank you.
Thank you so much. No, it's been lovely to talk with you and I hope to see you in the festival.
Yeah, thank you. Fica então o convite para o Festival DDD. Nós continuamos deste lado a celebrar a dança nas suas diversas formas. Feliz Dia Mundial da Dança.